For months, the exhausting race to the White House has dominated the Australian media. The collective might of America's economy, its military and culture dictates much of what happens around the world. Jeffrey Garrett, the head of the US Studies Center at the University of Sydney, thinks this presidential election matters more than most others in recent memory.
I think the stakes are higher here, not only in the US, but globally, simply because this American reaction to September 11 has made the 2000s a pretty antagonistic decade. And I think the world is watching now to see if the US can come back into the global mainstream more.
A recent worldwide survey about the US election showed that 76% of Australians want Democratic candidate Barack Obama to win, and 10% prefer his Republican rival John McCain. In the poll by Reader's Digest, 17% of Australians surveyed said they were in favour of the US government, against 67% who were neutral about it and 15% who opposed it. However, 58% said their opinion of the US would improve if Obama is elected, against 15% for McCain. The two countries have been close allies since the early 1950s. It's an enduring alliance that saw Australian troops serve in the Vietnam War, as well as more recently in Iraq and Afghanistan. Canberra needs the relationship and the guarantees of military assistance that go with it far more than Washington does. Australia's commitment to conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan is what experts describe as alliance maintenance, a diplomatic necessity to ensure that the security umbrella the US provides remains intact. Garrett says Australia could see the next US administration asking for additional help in Afghanistan.
Kevin Rudd, the Australian Prime Minister, not only said he wanted to withdraw combat troops from Iraq, he said that Afghanistan was the right war, which of course is what Barack Obama has said. So I would imagine that the next US president is going to come calling on Prime Minister Rudd, asking for more Australian involvement in Afghanistan in 2009 or 2010.
Despite the close relationship with the US, Australians have been generally disappointed with the administration of President Bush. In one University of Sydney poll last year, 45% of Australians had unfavourable views of the US government. However, former Deputy Prime Minister Kim Beazley doesn't think that public opinion here has turned against the US alliance.
Even though there are high levels of disapproval of the Iraq war, and unfortunately also at the moment of our engagement in Afghanistan, there has been only glacial movement in the underpinning support for the United States alliance. That is not necessarily the case elsewhere around the world. That is probably unique to Australia.
Mr. Beazley thinks the world's current financial problems will help Barack Obama win what he calls the most captivating US election since the Kennedy-Nixon race in 1960.
I personally think, but for this economic meltdown, he probably would not have fallen across the line. Now it looks as though he likely will.
A year ago, voters in Australia ushered in a new political order when Labor leader Kevin Rudd swept to victory in national elections, ending a decade of Conservative government. There is an expectation here that Americans will do the same on November 4th.
First black president and all, that's probably the first thing that I think a lot of people are looking at, you know, the possibility that could happen in a country that's seen as being so racist as America, probably, yeah, definitely.
Some Australians, however, are not convinced that the Illinois senator has what it takes to lead the world's most powerful nation.
Obama, I had a great hesitation thinking of the world as it is at the moment and how dangerous it is. But more or less the unknown, I think he's very much new blood and very interesting that way. McCain, I think he's very much the old school, that's how I look at him, but he's probably someone I'm not so interested in, but maybe he's safe to a lot of people.
In another recent survey by the Gallup organisation, 76% of Australians said they thought the US election would have an effect in their own country. In that poll, 64% of Australians wanted Obama to win, against 14% who favoured McCain. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.